per abitare non davo di cibo e fare le strade.
Here today to express HaKavod Achron to Yadid Nafshenu Yeshua Hoffman Zichrono Levracha, who was mentioned before the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Hezu Chacham Halomed Mikol Adam. The Rabbeinu Yonah says Hezu Chacham Halomed Mikol Adam Shekol Kach Ohev HaChachma U'Misabe Aleha Sheshoel L'Chol Adam. A person has a tshuka for chachma, a tshuka for divrei Torah. So it doesn't matter, of course, this Talmud Chacham, that Talmud Chacham, wherever you'd look, Josh would be there in the corner with his notebook, writing down all the divrei Torah. Of course, as mentioned, the Talmud of Moreno Harav Goyim Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal. But he was considered himself a Talmud of Kol Talmud Chacham Sheyiyeh B'chol Pina U'Pina Ba'olam. He was a Talmud of that person. People who come from political arenas that are far and wide. Didn't matter. Because he's Mis'aved L'Chachma. Doesn't matter that he's from this yeshiva or that yeshiva or this political affiliation or that political affiliation. It was all one. It was all the bakashach hachachma that you didn't have sheinu. Rav Yehoshua Hoffman had. Wherever it was never too difficult. Beiselukim neholech berogesh, beruach geshem b'sheleg, as is pointed out. We come to the west side. I give a shiur there Wednesday nights on in the snowstorm with accessoride. He was there. He was there before everyone else. Ready. He had his makom. He had his notebook. He had his cookies, and he was ready to go. It didn't matter. Think about it. A person had a leg that was amputated. Got all the excuses in the world to stay home. No one would have any timers. A kranke mensch. No. Bakasha tachachma. That's what he wanted, wherever it was. The Chasam Sofer once said in the Drasha, the first Al-Chait, we say in Yom Kippur, Al-Chait Shechatanu Lefanecha Ba'onesu V'Ratzon, Al-Derech HaDrush. He says, V'Ratzon, I understand. You have to clap Al-Chait, you didn't have Aver B'Ratzon. And what's the Chait Ba'ones? He says, because some people love to have an onus. Oh, now I have my excuse. Now I have an excuse. I didn't want to go anyway. But it doesn't look good. Now we have an excuse. We clap al chait for that hargosha. With Josh Hoffman, there was no such thing. And it wasn't any soyon. Because as the Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes, Lohibit b'ya, on the Pasuk, Lora Omal b'Yisrael, that the tzaddikim, even though they're Omal, they don't feel like they're Omal, because they have such cheshek and such tshuka for what they're doing, so they don't feel that they're giving a tremendous. That was what Josh was. He comes, he doesn't think, oh, I did such a great thing, I came here. No, this is this mahus. This is his whole mahus. He didn't feel that he was being omel. No such thing as onus. It didn't register. This is what he wanted. He was the paradigm chacham halomed mikol adam. this week's parsha, Parsha's Kedoshim, the Torah tells us, "Mipnei seva tokum v'adarta pnei zokim v'yareisim elokecha ani Hashem." And the Mefarshim explain, what is the v'yareisim elokecha ani Hashem? Rashi says, because a person could make believe, he didn't see, and Hashem says, you know, you have to have Yira Shamayim. The Sefer Haredim says the following, that if a person is Mechabe Torah Kedeboi Kederoi, the schar is V'yareisa Melokecha. V'yareisa Melokecha is the schar that one gets. And that's how the Bnei Sosra explains the Gemara Brachas, Reb Zera, or the Chacholosh. He couldn't learn, so at least he would stand in front of the Beis Medrash, he'd Mechabe the Torah. And that could get him back into the learning. Mechabe the Torah, the schar is V'yareisa Melokecha. Josh's Torah was a Torah, what we say in Yiddish, Reina Torah. It was pure. It was pure. B'lish Morim, without him. Shemez Zayis Zoch. His Torah was pure. His Bakashas HaChochma was pure. And therefore his Yira Shamayim, Yiras Hashem Tehora, was pure. It was the Shemez Zayis Zoch. As Rabbi Reichman mentioned before, in the hospital, right before Pesach, and then Josh was still conscious, and he was able to write. And the first thing took time till we got the paper in the right position, and he was able to figure out what he was writing. And the first thing he wrote was tefillin. Put on tefillin for him. We put on tefillin. Then he wrote Shema. And we put on and we said Shema together. Yiras Hashem Tahora, because his Chochma and his Hakara of Talmid Chachamim, who he was, but any other Talmid Chachamim, it didn't matter who they were. A Talmid Chachamim was a Talmid Chachamim, and he was machshiv that, and he wanted to hear what they had to say, and he would write it down. Yiras Hashem Tahora, because his Torah was Shemen Zayiz Zoch. It was Reina. It was pure. It was Beli Shemarim. So commensurate with that Tahara of his Torah was the Tahara of his Yerushalayim. Always with a smile, with a joke, always coming around to say. So now, Yedid Nafshenu is going to have a special place in Masifta Derakia. With all the Chachamim from all the Dorei Doros. And that's going to be the greatest Hanah, and there's going to be a special chair for Yedid Nafshenu. There, not in this, you know, where he always was, in the corner there, with his notebook, being Nenem Yiziv Hashchina. For all the Talmidei Chachamim, Michol Asa Asa, Michol Dorei Doros. That's who he is. Not from this particular group, and not that group, or this Kulam. Kol HaChachamim Kulam. Kol HaYireim VaShleimim Kulam. That's who Josh was, and that's who he wanted to be part of, and that's without any gaiva. We're going to miss him so much. It was mamish nisei nisim that he lasted this long after every day we heard different things are happening and we get reports and I would be there and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always together with Yedid Nafshenu and now he's going to be Ola with Masifta Derakia and here in Yeshiva we'll miss him so much but we ask Mechila if we didn't give him enough Hakara. We tried our best, but we can always do more. Bila Mavis al Netzach Mosuchos, okay, Dimon Me'al Koponim, and Josh should be a Melitz Yosher for the Yeshiva, for all Klal Yisrael, and we should one day be able to be Kabel Mashiach Tzidkeinu B'mheirah B'yomim.
Mother, may I go to say a few words?
Moa!